We're starting, yeah.
With the butter, it's also.
We're doing Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Siman Mem Vav, Hilchot Machalot Asurot. The laws of foods that are forbidden. The 46th chapter. Dama nimtza beveitzim asur. Blood that's found in eggs is forbidden. V'lifmin kol ha-beitza asur. And sometimes the whole egg is forbidden. V'lachen k'shosim machalim beitzim, yesh libdok otam. Therefore, when we make foods with eggs, we check the eggs. So we open the eggs, we put them in a glass vessel, or you could cut the egg in half, like break it in half and pour it from one side to the other and see if there's a blood spot. Today, there's room to be more lenient because our chickens grow, unless you're buying organic chickens, ordinarily our chickens grow up without male chickens in the vicinity. But still, the custom is that any blood spot that's found, the egg is thrown out. And this includes if you open a hard-boiled egg and you see a spot that looks red or brown, you also have to throw out that egg.
It happens occasionally.
It happens, sure. We had it just last week. We found a blood spot in an egg, for sure. I remember as a kid that we opened an egg and we saw a little bit of a chicken. Saw chicken parts. Like, when I was a kid, there was still that happening. In this country, that was in Israel. But, dam dagim mutar, blood from fish is permissible. Right? We know we eat fish. We don't salt fish. We don't have to take out the blood from fish. Achin kitzo bichli, but if you take a fish and you put a, you get yourself a cup of fish blood, asul, then it's forbidden to drink that. Because people who see it, they think you're drinking blood from another animal. And we have a rule, maritain, you're not allowed to do something that looks bad. So that's why you're not allowed to, for example, have almond milk together with your salami sandwich. Because people are looking and they're seeing, what's he doing? He's eating a salami sandwich with milk. They don't know that it's almond milk. They see you with a glass of milk and your salami sandwich. So the same thing is true over here. If you have a cup of blood, they don't know that it's fish blood. So therefore we say that even though halakhically you're allowed to drink fish blood, but you're not allowed to have a cup of that and drink it. But if everyone could see that it's part of fish blood, you put a little piece of fish inside, so everyone sees that it comes from the fish. So then, you put some scales in the cup. So then then you're allowed to drink fish blood. I see everyone here is salivating.
That's a good thing, because
after breakfast, it's perfect.
If a person takes a bite out of a loaf of bread, after he flossed his teeth, for example, and his gums are bleeding a little bit, and he sees there's blood from his teeth, from his gums, on the loaf of bread, you have to cut off that piece of bread and throw it out. You're not allowed to eat that blood that came from your own gums. But if one has blood in between his teeth, on a weekday one may suck it and drink it, any blood that did not leave his mouth, because it hasn't left his mouth. But on Shabbos one is forbidden to do that, and that we'll learn more details in the laws of Shabbos. So if a person, for example, cuts his thumb, he's not allowed to put his thumb in his mouth to suck the blood. You're not allowed to drink human blood. Even your own blood. Blood that's in the mouth, one may drink so long as it hasn't come out of the mouth. Once it's come out of the mouth, one may not ingest it. Halacha dalit. Lifamim nitzad dam betoche chalav. Sometimes you find blood in milk. Shadam yatzay machalav midadeh abeima. That sometimes out of the animal's udders came blood together with the milk. Utzichin asot b'zeh sheilat chacham. You have to ask your rabbi. Today I don't think that's common. So we learned the laws of blood. And tomorrow, God willing, we'll start the laws of basam chalav. No, tomorrow morning I am not giving the class. Tomorrow morning, Rabbi Gershon Bass will be here. So.